You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is growing concern on the campus of Eastern Michigan University about the school's future. Tomorrow, EMU's two faculty unions are planning a protest over the university's decision to sign a contract with a for-profit company called Academic Partnerships, or AP. The goal of the arrangement, administrators say, is to better market EMU's online degree programs and recruit more students. But many professors are concerned this arrangement could damage EMU's reputation. Here's what Judy Kohlberg, a political science professor and head of one of EMU's faculty unions, said to us a few weeks ago.
It dilutes the quality of courses because students do not have that kind of direct contact with professors that has become the hallmark of an EMU education.
And joining us to discuss the new arrangement is EMU's point person in negotiating the deal with AP, Vice President and Chief Enrollment Officer Kevin Kuchera. And also with us is Ron Flowers. He's a professor and a department head of leadership and counseling in EMU's College of Education. Welcome, both of you, to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you.
So, Kevin, tell us why this agreement with Academic Partnerships, why is it good for Eastern Michigan?
On a national basis, distance learning and pursuing full degrees online is becoming really popular. When you take a look, you've got 2.5 million adults who are pursuing degrees totally online, which is approximately 19% of all degrees that are conferred in this country today are done online. And Eastern Michigan has wonderful courses online, but we haven't fully developed the marketing of those courses. And so our goal really was to draw students who never would have considered Eastern Michigan and put them into wonderful programs like Ron Flowers has in a master's in ed leadership. So it would be a win-win situation. So the student would get the advantage of a quality Eastern Michigan degree. The student really wants the flexibility that distance learning provides. And so that's what kind of brought the whole marriage together.
You're talking about this national shift. It reflects a difference in what people are looking for from universities and colleges?
I think so, too. And there are so many working adults these days that need to, number one, complete a bachelor's degree or they want to move forward with a master's degree as well. And you look at our own state in Michigan, we have a large percentage of working adults who have not yet achieved a bachelor's degree. Working adults no longer, Cynthia, want to come on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock and Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. Their schedules are just crazy. They've got family commitments. We have an RN to BSN program where those nurses are working strange, odd shifts. They need the flexibility that distance learning can offer. And Ron has been delivering that format for probably a decade. He recognized that early on.
So, Ron, before we get into how this affects your department, briefly tell us just who the prospective candidates would be for a master's in educational leadership degree, just so we all know who we're talking about and what the program's about.
Well, the students in our program are in the field of education. Most of them are teachers. They have bachelor's degrees and have been certified teachers. And so they're coming to us because the state requires them to be licensed, to be a building principal, to be a superintendent, to hold a central office endorsement.
What excites you, Ron, about this arrangement with Academic Partnerships? And how do you expect it to improve your master's in educational leadership program?
Well, I think what we're most interested in and what excites us the most is that it gives us an opportunity to have our program exposed to a wider audience. We get requests from all across the state because we've actually been out. We've actually done our PhD program up in Gaylord because people said we would like access to a doctoral program, and so we went up there physically. Well, while we're up there, people are saying, gee, it'd be great if I could get a master's from Eastern Michigan, but I can't because all of our classes are delivered on ground on campus. And so I think that was sort of what led us to begin to look at and being able to get the word out, and AP provided us that opportunity while at the same time remaining true to who we are and that our classes are taught by full-time tenure track faculty. The curriculum is a curriculum that we've designed and that we've maintained its integrity. And so we thought the marriage of the two worked well for us.
Kevin, knowing that EMU has been offering numerous online courses for years, why was this arrangement with AP necessary in your view?
Well, we've been offering a lot of courses, you know, online, but only recently have we really been putting together full degree programs that could be done online. And we do have a number of them, but we're also looking for degrees that are popular in the marketplace. That's why we wanted to go to a company like Academic Partnerships, a marketing company, and they really specialize, number one, in working with public universities. Basically, they're bringing the marketing and financial capital, and we bring the academic capital to the table, so that's a good marriage. Ron and his instructors are teaching a high-quality, fully online program, a great degree program, and Academic Partnerships will spend their own money to market the program, to bring us students. And as Ron mentioned, bring us students that we never would have had in the first place. And we feel that it's a fair contract.
In the arrangement, it's a 50-50 split, correct, with AP except for the
Yeah, except for the RN to the BSN program. That's a 53-47 split in our favor. The other thing is that many of these contracts have been signed for 10 years of duration. We said from the beginning, no, we really just want a five-year contract. We want to see how it goes, and maybe we'll learn enough that at the end of 5 years, we might say, hey, we're going to continue on, but do it on our own. The fact that we went with a five-year contract was certainly advantageous for the university because we already had spent a considerable amount of our marketing money to establish the name recognition associated with that particular program.
Does the five-year limit also keep you from having to get regent approval?
Yes, we would not need regent approval with a five-year contract. However, the regents were aware through conversations that our president had that we were going to be doing a contract of this nature.
Since, as you spell out, this is a good arrangement with Academic Partnership for the university, why wasn't this shared with all the faculty as it was being put together so they got input?
You know, I mean, I think there was a lot of sharing because, as you probably know, this took about 3.5 years to kind of pull this off. And we had various deans involved in conversations. Various deans went back and had discussion with faculty members. Ron was a faculty member administrator also who had a discussion associated with it. But the other thing, the way I view it too, is that we were hiring a marketing firm. And so we are marketing programs that already existed. And we're bringing in the marketing expertise to bring more students into our classrooms, which are courses being taught by our instructors. And we've got the capacity to do it, so why not bring a marketing firm with that specific expertise?
But the fact is the faculty union has filed a number of grievances and an unfair labor practice over this. How would you characterize the way the faculty's responded?
The faculty certainly have filed a grievance, and I'm not going to really kind of go down that road because during the grievance hearing, I think they presented a nice argument, and I think we as administration presented a nice cordial argument. And that's the beauty. It was a discussion, and the arbitrator will ultimately make a decision, you know, one way or another. Could we have done things a little bit differently at certain points in times? Perhaps. You know, one thing that I learned is that the faculty are concerned about the quality of instruction. The thing I love about this particular contract is that they have total control over the quality of instruction in the classroom. That's the beauty of it. That's outlined very specifically in the contract. So from my standpoint, it's a win-win-win because we've got working adults that want a high-quality program. Our faculty, indeed, will enjoy having more students in their classrooms. They don't have to worry about certain classes possibly being canceled due to low enrollment. And ultimately, I think from the standpoint of it's generating credit hours for us from students that never would have considered Eastern Michigan.
Ron, what is your team's perspective, the faculty on the College of Education, about this arrangement?
I can't generalize to the College of Ed. I can speak specifically to my faculty.
All right, talk about your faculty.
Leadership and Counseling. We're well aware of the fact that we prepare working professionals. We're an entirely graduate program, so all of our students are typically working professionals. So how do we best reach them? When Kevin came to me 3 years ago in the summer and said, would you be interested? And I went, we've been doing this for about 13 years now. What do you mean interested? We're there. We're fully online. We've been online for a long time. We're really comfortable with it. We understand the criticism of online. We understand that there's some online that's been done by some providers that's not high quality. So when AP came to me and Kevin came to me and said, we've got a group of people that would like to market what you're already doing, I took it back to my faculty and said, this has been put on the table. What do you think? And they went down the list. We control who teaches. We control what we teach. We control the curriculum. And we brought those back and said, as long as these remain in place, we're good to go.
What I'd like to do now is turn to one of the main concerns the faculty union expressed regarding the arrangement with Academic Partnerships, and that's the use of coaches or outside instructors from a third-party company contracted by AP. Here's how Judy Kulberg, who's president of the EMU Professors Union, put her concerns to us.
These teaching assistants that are hired by Instructional Connections,
teaching
assistants, they are interacting with hundreds of students, maybe thousands of students. They don't have any role in designing the classes or even in their own sections. We don't even know what their qualifications are to be coaches.
Kevin, will there be people who are not directly associated with or vetted or hired by EMU that could be teaching any EMU students in these online courses?
The only people that will be teaching our students are our instructors. There are no coaches that are being utilized now. There are no coaches that will be utilized in the future. We've hired a firm to do marketing. Our faculty, and you can see it in the second page of the contract, our faculty retain control of who's teaching in the classroom. I understand people having concerns that, oh, in the future, you know, could you do this? No. We have a collective bargaining agreement with our faculty that we're going to adhere to. The thing that excites me most about the concept of working with academic partnerships, they're bringing us students to our instructors. We have capacity to take these students. That's the niche that will separate us, perhaps, from some of the other online degree providers who may use the coaching model. And if that's what they want to use, that's fine. But we're sticking with our instructors to do the classroom instruction.
Rhonda, we'll have to ask. We got a copy of AP's projections for the five-year contract for the Master's in Education Leadership Program, and they're projecting by year five it may have more than doubled the number of new enrollees. Are you able, with the folks you have and the hands you have, to handle that increase?
We would be able to do that. We've looked at those calculations. We've also had conversations with the provost's office and said, we understand that if we double that, there'll be a time when I'm going to ask for additional faculty lines. And are you going to do that? And they've assured me that yes, as our enrollment grows. We're searching for a new faculty in the K-12 side right now, tenure track faculty. So I feel very comfortable that there's been the commitment, and we currently have the faculty, and we also have over 250 PhD graduates who are working in leadership positions in southeastern Michigan who we do use as adjunct faculty, but they've come through our program, and they're serving as administrators, superintendents, principals in local schools, and they will teach a class for us, but we feel real comfortable because they're students of ours. We've had the opportunity to vet them. We know them. They know what our expectations are.
The other thing, too, I want to just interject is that we control that growth. So if we get to the point where Ron Flower says, you know, we've hit our maximum capacity, right, then we just simply tell academic partnerships, ramp down the marketing on that particular program. And if they're not happy doing that, then they can go out and get another school, you know, that they can market a master's in ed leadership with as well. So we're going to go with each program up to the level of capacity that we're comfortable with. Right. And that's the beauty of a relationship. It's a give and take relationship.
Will that also be true with the RN to Bachelor's of Nursing program?
Absolutely. No question about it in my mind. We can grow to a certain level, and our faculty and our program coordinator will determine what that level will be. Also, too, Cynthia, I think it's important to understand that Eastern Michigan University is always going to be a brick and mortar university. For the last 5 years have been record sizes for us in terms of freshman classes. We're always going to be that brick and mortar institution, but we've also had a unique mission to serve that working adult. And 25 years ago, we used to go to regional sites and we used to set up shop at night and offer those courses. We still want to serve those working adults, but in a different way. And that's what they want, distance learning that fits their schedules.
As we were talking about a bit earlier, there have been choppy waters with faculty union, with the grievances awaiting that arbitrator's decision, the unfair labor practice. So clearly, many of the faculty, they're not real happy with this arrangement and perhaps don't trust you and others in the administration. How will you work to smooth things over so this new online partnership can be really something that's successful for everyone?
Yeah, I think it can be successful for everyone. And I'm trying to understand who actually has been hurt at this particular point in time, because we're bringing in students we never would have had. Our faculty are totally teaching the classes. We have absolutely no coaches in this model, nor do we have any intention. There is concern about the future, and that's why we still control who we hire. We can control the volume of students that we bring into the program. We haven't lowered our admission standards. We've done none of that. However, one thing that I did want to do is that in each of our microsites, the websites for the RN, the BSN, for Ron's program, as well as for the Bachelor of General Studies, we inserted a statement that said, as an online student, you can expect to take all of your classes from EMU instructors, the same instructors you would be taking courses from if you were in the classroom. So to me, that was a statement I want our faculty to understand, is that we want you doing the teaching. We think you are the niche that will set us aside from the pack. That's the message I heard from our faculty, and that's what we want to provide too.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending time with us and talking with us on Stateside.
Sure, it was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Kevin Kuchera is Vice President and Chief Enrollment Officer at Eastern Michigan University, and Ron Flowers is a professor and Department Head of Leadership and Counseling in EMU's College of Education. This is Stateside.